guys, and welcome back to the Sidetracks podcast. I am your host, and tonight, I'm going to talk to you about my day, because I ain't got shit else to talk about, okay? Period. So, today I woke up at 5, and I read, like, 65% of the chapter I was supposed to read for sociology. Tell me why I went to sleep from 7:15 to 11:30. I slept 8 hours last night. I went to bed at 10 o'clock and I woke up at 6. That's not 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's like 7-8 hours, right? So why am I sleeping almost all morning if all that... I only had to do like 3 things today. And I don't know why I'm sleeping so long. Like, what is up with that? And now... like, I barely get enough sleep to begin with, so. Ooh, I'm just, we really finessing out here. Like, I really don't know how I'm doing this stuff, because if it weren't for my freaking alarms, I'd be sleeping for the rest of my life. Like, I'm not even playing. I'm not playing. Like, it's so bad. Gotta check what time I work tomorrow. Hold on. Okay. So, tomorrow I'm working early in the morning. I'm trying to plan my life around this. Thought I was gonna work at 2. Dang. Okay. Cool. Just once, okay. And also, today is, Harry Styles' birthday, so happy birthday. Very, very special day. He turned 27. And I just realized that we are 6 years apart. So, it's pretty crazy, just thinking about it, because I'm turning 21 this year, so I did the math, and I am... 6 years younger than him. But you know what? It's cool. Also, I picked up an extra shift. I don't get paid this week? What happened? Bro. I'm pretty sure I get paid this week. Why? I'm just confused. What is... okay. Day. I don't get paid. I'm so confused. Okay, hold on. Current pay period. Okay, so... pretty sure I get paid this week. Because I work 2 weeks in a row. Okay, so... I'm like 90% sure that I get paid this week. I'm gonna text my coworker though, 'cause That shit ain't adding up. No, no, no. Anyways, I'm just like, yeah, so I really gotta pee. But today, I woke up at 11:30. I was in a rush. I had to take my little brother to school. And he has this habit of disobeying and just being reckless and getting his phone taken away and his game and whatever. So I was like, hey, bro, let's figure out a solution to this problem, because you hate getting your phone taken away and you hate getting your game taken away, but you don't want to put in the work to make sure that doesn't happen. So we were talking about it on the way to school, and I get to the main entrance and he's like, oh, I forgot my mask. I was like, bruh. So we took the long way home, because I was like, you need to learn, like, you gotta be prepared, my guy, like, we're in a pandemic, like, this ain't no joke. And, yeah, we kept talking, but it was just like, are any of, like, if you guys have kids, like, if you have, like, 12-year-old, 13-year-old kids, like, preteens, are they going through that phase where they just don't listen to anybody but themselves? Like, they go by their own rules? God, it is so annoying because, my older brother and I, we went through that phase. Like, I didn't really go through that phase. Rebellious. Like, the only rebellious things I did were I would come home late. Even though my mom was like, oh, you gotta be home by 8, I'd be home at 9:30, because we don't give no fucks over here, okay? Also, I dabbled in some illicit things, but I stopped after doing them, like, once or twice, because I was like, this ain't for me. I literally, I hate this. I don't want to do it. So, I stopped, and I'm not going back, because holy shit, like, that was not it. Like, I did that when I was 17, so, I'm not doing it anymore. I never will. Who knows? I mean, whatever. Anyway, I still listened to my parents. I just bent the rules a little bit, if you know what I'm saying? So, like, he's going through that thing where he's, like, not listening to anybody, like, not me, not his mom, not his dad. Like, he listens to his dad, obviously, because that nigga's scary, but, if we're being honest, yeah. He only listens to dad, and he barely does. So if any of your kids are, like, going through that, or if you have siblings that are going through that, if you have some tips, let me know, because, like, I want to guide him to the better route so he doesn't have to go through what my brother went through, what I went through. We're trying to avoid all that, but I've been hearing over and over again, like, oh, you know, we go through these things so we can learn and it'll make us stronger and all that wonderful verbiage. But the part that sucks is we have to actually go through it to experience the benefits. So should I just let him be and let him, you know, learn on his own? Or should I just, like, hey, you know, let's do these things instead of these things so
this doesn't happen. I don't know. I'm at a crossroads here. And, like, I'm not his mom, so I can't make executive decisions, but I can, like, relay my ideas to her, and she can, like, go from there. Yes, I live in a democratic house. we are for the people. But yeah, it's been a strange day. Also, I had the weirdest dream that, I had onions in my eyes. Like slices of onion in my eyes. They were red onions. I don't know why they were red, but, I had this dream where I was driving on the highway. Well, I was about to get on the highway, and I was taking the exit right. And my car was going towards the highway, but my body was going somewhere else. Like, I feel like I was in another vehicle, just, like, watching my car go on the highway. Yeah, so don't mind my... Yeah, they're arguing again. See, this is what I'm talking about. I don't want this to happen because I'm sick and tired of it. It happens every day. I'm trying to help him out. But it is what it is. So, anyway. Yeah, so, like, I felt like I was in another vehicle just watching my car go down the highway, and it was scary, and I had to convince my mom that there were, like, onions in my eyes, and she didn't believe me, and then I was in a helicopter that went underwater, and we had to hold on to the door, and then we saw a blue whale, and then we got back up in the air. And everything was, like, normal, and then I woke up. So that was strange. I don't know where that came from, but honestly, sick dream. 8 out of 10. Just rate my dreams, oh my god. That'd be so funny if we made that, like, a segment on the podcast. Like, I just talk about my dream, and then you guys could rate it. The reason why I'm making those god-awful noises is because my freaking jaw hurts. It hurts so bad that I can't even yawn properly. So I have to, like, exhale an absurd amount of air just to get the yawn out. You know what I'm talking about? And it hurts so bad. I think my wisdom teeth are coming in. Because, like, it's way, 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 way in the back of my mouth. But it makes my, what's it called? The thing that makes your bottom jaw go up and down, like, I don't know what they're called, but it makes that part hurt. That tissue, that cartilage, whatever. I'm not a doctor, okay? And, like, I have a dentist appointment on the 25th of February, so I might have to ask my dentist about that and be like, hey, is this normal, or should I have an $8,000 surgery to cover it? And also, speaking of freaking surgeries, I have a feeling that I need to get my tonsils removed. Back when I was in, like, what grade was I in? I think I was in second or third grade. Everybody was getting their tonsils removed. All of my classmates. And, I remember this one girl, she would not stop talking about it. And I was like, oh, I'll never get them removed. But now I think I need to get them removed because it's so hard to breathe. not breathe, but, like, when I eat, it's hard to swallow the food that I've chewed, and oh my god, it is the most annoying thing, and my jaw hurts when I chew on top of that, so it's like vicious, terrible cycle. But I'm just going through a lot right now. I'm going through a parking lot right now, and yeah, it's just, it's how it be. But I'm gonna start, like, reading books before bed. I've been reading The 7 Habits of Highly Effective Teens. I'm 20, so some of those principles don't apply to me. So I found the author's dad's book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. I'm going to start reading that today. The chapters look about the same, so I'm just curious to know what his father has to say, because the Highly Effective Teens writer, Sean Covey, I think his book was like a sequel to his dad's, or like an extension of what his dad's book had to provide, I guess. Maybe he just like marketed the book towards teenagers, like high schoolers, middle schoolers, stuff like that. So I finished that book, and now I'm gonna start his dad's book, which I should have started his dad's first, but I didn't have it, so either that or I'm gonna start reading Atomic Habits. I got like a bunch of books the other day, and I'm really excited to read them, but I don't have time. Like, so my plan is to like schedule like a half hour before bed, just like read like 20 minutes, I guess, and just like read as much as I can and just fall asleep. But the thing is, with interesting books, I can't put them down, and I end up reading all night. So that's my vice. Like, when I was little, my pediatrician was like, if you want to sleep well, read a boring book. I don't believe that there are any boring books at all out there, because, like, with my imagination how it works, like, I will interpret, like, say, a quote-unquote boring book. I will make it interesting in my head just so I can digest it. So to me, there are no boring books, but I guess picture books, but they're not boring because they have like colorful illustrations and they're so pretty, and you know, like they got it going on. But I don't know, I'm gonna start reading a lot of books. I want to start reading The Art of War, and The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck. those books seem really interesting to me, and I'm really excited to read them, but, I'm gonna have to cut this one short, because I really have to pee. Like, I am bouncing my knees like I am bouncing a baby, so, I love you all, I appreciate your support, I will see you next Monday. And don't forget to plan, budget, do the things that I don't do so you can have a great life. No, I'm just kidding. But I hope you have a great week, and I will see you next Monday. Thank you so much for listening. Shout out to all my supporters from across the world. I love you very much. And if I could shake your hand or give you a hug, I totally would, but I'm broke and we're in a pandemic, so that's not possible right now. But this is me giving you my virtual hug and telling you that you are loved, you are blessed, and you are enough in this world. So, thank you. Bless you all. I will see you next week. Hopefully, I will have gone to the bathroom by then. Okay, have a good night. Bye.